Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. We have a great show for you. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about being single, which is what we specialize in. First, our music for tonight is a song by artist Shane Henry called Love Anyway. Enjoy.
You're looking for the tunnel at the end of the line, waiting to feed any hand that bites you. You're nice to the mean and mean to the nice. You got it all wrong, but that's alright. Hey, hey, love anyway. Why you gotta bleed before you get cut? I got a feeling here deep down in my gut. Someone must have done a heavy number on you to make you drive me crazy like the way you do. Hey, hey, love anyway. Hey, hey, love anyway. Any way to let you know how I feel about you. Any way to just let go and let me show you how to.
Love Anyway, that's one of my favorite songs. I wanted to talk tonight about the dreaded why are you still single question. Whether you ask it to yourself or somebody else asks you, you're out at a wedding, you're out at, you know, you got family, you got friends, you got all those people who just freaking dread you being single more than you do. So tonight I'm going to share with you some reasons why you might still be single. And also some comebacks for those people who, outside of yourself, don't want you to be single. So let's talk about that for a little bit. You can join us in the chat room if you want. We're live and cooking in there for the next 30 minutes or however long I end up talking. But let's go ahead and attack some of the reasons why you might still be single. Get that out of the way before we get to the rebuttals, which are always much more fun. The most common one that I see, especially with people I know, is that you're just too busy. You have your job or jobs. You have kids, perhaps. You have friends. You don't want to get rid of them yet. You have other obligations. Either, you know, you have something going on that's keeping additional projects, that's keeping you out of the mix, out of the dating mix. So once you find somebody, though, something should be able to be sacrificed in order to have a date, even to go out on a date. Some people are just too busy to even go out on a date and see if somebody might be right for them, in which case maybe that person can fold into what you're doing. I often say that when you get to be especially a little bit older, you know, past your 30, 35 or so, and you've been single for a while, especially, the hardest thing to do is not the attraction, is not the dating, but that is the merging of your routines. And, you know, because you're used to doing things on your own. You're used to doing things this way. You're used to getting up at this time and going to bed at this time and eating at these times versus just, you know, being flexible with your schedule. So if you think you're too busy and you meet somebody that you want to go out with, make time for them. The second reason, and in no certain order, is that you like to cut dates off too soon. You're out on a date, and you know the guy or the girl that you're with says something that you don't necessarily agree with. I mean, we have a rule: don't talk about politics, sex, or religion on the first date, because inevitably you're going to get in trouble. But whether he or she says something you like or dislike or don't necessarily agree with, you cut them off, and then you put it in your head you just don't want to be there anymore. You don't give the person a chance, and you got to give the person a chance in order to, you know, see if it's going to work out. You know, I usually give a couple of dates, and then you know if there's chemistry, you know if you are intellectually compatible, and you know if you know, want to be seen in public together or not. So there's a lot of different you know, ways to tell, but if you cut off a date too soon before you give the other person a chance, then that might, you know, it will hinder personal and social life. The third one is another one. You're too picky. Picky, picky. Now, have we earned the right to be picky as we get older? Sure. We know what we like. We know what we're attracted to. We know what we don't like, especially. But the perfect person may not be out there. Okay, you have to give and take a little bit. You have to compromise on your criteria a little bit. I want somebody who, you know, weighs between 110 and 112 pounds, who's 5'6" to 5'7", who's only got blonde hair and blue eyes. Well, you know what? There aren't a whole lot of those out there, and to be honest with you, they're probably all taken if there are any. So you don't want to be too picky. Loosen up your criteria a little bit, keeping within your standards and your, you know, your attractive standards and your intellectual standards, but be flexible a little bit and see if you can find somebody that might be perfect for you. What's perfect for you may not be perfect for somebody else. You may want to just find 5 non-negotiable internal traits. Okay, internal. You know, how are they sitting with certain emotional issues or, you know, do they have 2 kidneys? That's internal. I don't know. But, you know, maybe just stop at 5 and then everything else can be flexible. Find your 5 traits, and they don't have to be internal. They can be external too. If you only want to date somebody with blonde hair, date somebody with blonde hair. That's fine. But leave the rest of it a little bit open. Pick 5 and go with it. If you're, you know, some of the internal things, are they vegetarian? You know, how do they eat? Because I can speak from experience, a carnivore and a vegan don't really mesh real well, okay? You got to have separate pots and pans. You got to have separate plates. You probably have to have separate stoves, and you should probably have separate houses. Just don't go there. But take a look at that and see if that can help you. Limit your criteria to 5 things, 5 non-negotiable items. The next one is maybe you're a little bit rough around the edges. Maybe you need, and we talk about this a lot more on this show than I ever thought that I would, and that is grooming, okay? Are you scraggly? Are you stinky? Is your hair sticking up? Do you have hair growing out of places you shouldn't have hair growing out of? Not everybody is attracted to that, especially if it's one of their 5 things, right? Upgrade your look a little bit. Maybe buy some clothes if you're having trouble finding somebody. Buy some, you know, something a little bit more not 1970s. Then, you know, and you know, groom yourself. I mean, are you growing the scraggly beard, guys? That's fine. You know, some women like that, some don't. Maybe go in between. A facial hair is not a bad thing, but make it stylish. Don't make it look like it's you know, growing a bird's nest in there or something like that, okay? Because not everybody. You're going to limit your pool by, you know, how scraggly you look. So let's just go ahead and you know, clean it up a little bit. And by all means, yeah, brush your teeth, take a shower, put on some deodorant, wear socks in the summer if you got to. I mean, nobody likes stink. Nobody likes stink. And ladies, that goes for you too. You know, nobody likes stink. That's what cologne's for. You know, y'all, you know, spray it in the air and walk right through it. Do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Spray some in the air and walk right through it, and it distributes evenly. I actually asked somebody that the other day. Why do women do that? Psh, psh, and then walk right through it with their cologne. Now I know the answer. I just thought it was to be weird. Another reason why you might still be single is that, guess what? You might not be over your ex yet. There's a surprise. Now, you might hate your ex. You might despise your ex. You might not like your ex, but you also still might not be over your ex. Heartbroken energy is something that you have to be cognizant of. You know, the person that you're meeting, the person that you're with, may not be the same way that your ex was. We hope not. But if you categorize everybody, if you stereotype and you profile everybody in the same type of, well, you know, she's got the same name as my ex, so she must be just like my ex. Or, you know, his eyebrows are the same color, so he has the same, you know, he's going to cheat on me like my ex did. That doesn't work. You know that. So you need to put your past behind you. And we talk about this often. Put your past behind you. Get over it quicker. You're going to end up with one person. Remember, that one wasn't it. Move on. Move on. Eat your Ben and Jerry's, your pizza, whatever you got to do to get over it, and get on with it, because you very well might be missing out on something really, really awesome because you can't get over somebody who screwed you over. Okay? The next item, God, I feel like I'm preaching today. Preach it! One of the next reasons why you might be single is that you flat out refuse to look. You don't want to date. You don't want to take the time to go through the online dating process or go out to meet anybody, or you got lazy and you don't think you're ever going to meet anybody. Some people that you would not think by looking at them or talking to them that they would have met somebody have been unbelievably happy with the person that they met because they took the effort, they made the effort to go look. It's just as much effort to find as it is to keep sometimes. You can't be too picky as we go back to that part, but you got to get out and make the effort because very rarely outside of pizza delivery is somebody going to come knock on your front door and have a potential there. Now, you know, I don't have any intentions of dating a pizza delivery girl in this case because she probably didn't make a lot of money. So, and not that that's an important thing, but she's working pizza delivery for a reason, and that's no – not coming down on the pizza delivery people. God, that sounded awful. But get out and look. Let's get back to topic. Get out and look. Get out and mingle with your friends, network, go meet some people, go listen to some music. You know, if you're doing the online thing, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and see what's going on if you can't sleep. But get out there and look, at least. You're unwilling to take a really close, hard look in the mirror. Okay, you're not willing to change yourself a little bit. Okay, why did your last relationship not work out? Were you overbearing? Were you condescending? Were you annoying? Were you always interrupting? Were you bad in bed? Did she say you kissed horribly? Did you, you know, have one eyebrow shorter than the other? Whatever. Take a look in the mirror and see. If you got some feedback, see what you might be able to change about yourself. Now, can you change your personality 100%? No, we can't do that, especially men. We can't change. We can't change. They try to change us. You can't change us. But we might be able to alter something that just might make that next one a little bit better. And the last one, for now at least, is that you truly haven't met the right person. Really, you might not have met the right person. Mr. or Ms. Right instead of Mr. and Ms. Right Now. But how do you know until you try? How do you know until you try whether or not that person is the right person? Do you have the ability to look at somebody, talk to them, and determine you are Mr. or Ms. Right? Do you have that ability? Not many do. And without getting to know them and without spending time with them, hanging out, dating, you know, doing the 3 month thing, whatever your plan is, you don't have any idea until you try. Okay, so the thing to remember is that even though you haven't met the right person, perhaps, hopefully they're out there for you, and you have to go out there with eternal optimism that you're going to find him or her, and you're going to be happy with him or her when you do find them. But again, it's work. It's not a game. It's work. You got to get out and make it work. All right. So now that brings us to some things that you can say back to people. Why are you still single? Oh, my God, I cannot believe you haven't met anybody. It's just awful. That's my New Jersey accent. Down here, it'd be more like, well, hey, my cousin's brother's sister's girlfriend's aunt is looking for a date. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. All right. So you're always complaining that you have – okay, somebody says, why are you still single? You know how you're always complaining that you have a great career and you're jealous because they're in a relationship and you blame your partner for sucking up all of your time. I don't have to eat burritos in bed. I don't get to eat burritos in bed with someone like you do, but for better or for worse, I don't waste my time because you're selfish and immature is another reason. That's what you say to these people, because I'm selfish and immature. That's why I'm still single. Duh. Because I didn't want to make the compromises that you made. Are you gonna eat the rest of that? If you're female and you're married, friends are saying, well, why didn't you get married? You can say back, hey, because your wedding dress was totally hideous. These are kind of mean, but they're meant to be that might be a little bit cruel, but that's okay. Make them humorous. You know, when you're talking to somebody face to face, if you smile when you talk, the tone is so much better than if you're not smiling, even if you're saying the most awful thing to them. And if you need to, down here in the South, if you're not from the South and you're listening, you know, follow it with three little words: bless your heart. And anything you say, you can get away with it. Bless your heart. Let's see, another one. If you say anything to me along the lines of "you'll find someone when you least expect it," regardless of how true it might be, I will apply a fiery brand to your hindquarters. Because don't people say that to you all the time? You'll find someone when you least expect it, when you're not looking. Well, I just suggested you start looking. So how's it going to work if you stop looking and you always meet somebody when you're not looking? Well, that's a fine line, because sometimes you are looking and you meet somebody. Sometimes you're not looking and you meet somebody. If you're not looking and you meet somebody, you really don't know it right away. That's the problem. And they may not be around. One of the other things that we talk about is, missing out what is right in front of you. Okay, and I neglected to mention this earlier. Right in front of you might be your perfect person. But maybe you put them in the friend zone. Maybe you have already predetermined in your mind that you're going to, he's such a nice guy, or he makes me laugh, but I don't know. Whatever goes on in your mind, you know, she's really pretty, but, you know, she's kind of an airhead, and I need something more intellectually stimulating. You know, whatever you have got into your mind, you know, give them a chance is all I'm saying. Because, you know what, the person perfect, you may have known them for 10 years, you may have known them for 2 months, but unless you give them a chance, especially if they ask, you never know. Because, you know, right now, what else you got going on? If somebody asks, why are you still single? Hey, because I actually like dogs better. But I have a cat because pop culture told me I should. That's a good comeback. I like that one. Cat or a hamster. But for dog people, keep the dog. It's okay. Sometimes dogs are better. For women, if they're asking about to other women, why are you still single? A woman could respond, you know, stop giving me that side eye. I find your boyfriend completely unattractive. Another comeback, I bet our friends behind your back that your marriage wouldn't last more than 5 years. They need to have a greeting card for that. You know, happy wedding. I bet it only lasts 3 years. You think that would be appropriate or not? And one of the last things that you can say is because everyone around me, present company included, is in a depressing relationship, meaning they are in a depressing relationship too. So those are some really lame, annoying comebacks that you can make to people who want to know why you're single. The bottom line is just be upfront. I'm single because I want to be. I'm single because I like it. I'm single because I don't have to answer to anybody until I am ready to answer to somebody. I'm single because I can date whoever I want to. I'm single because I can sleep with whoever I want to. I am single because I am single. Okay? I don't think it's much harder than that. Another suggestion just came over the chat room. Why limit myself to being dissatisfied by one relationship when I can be dissatisfied by an okay, I'm going to start that one over again. That was good. Why limit myself to being dissatisfied by one relationship when I can be dissatisfied by an infinite variety of relationships? Simple. And it is easy, as our chat room is saying, it is easy to become married. Anybody can become married. It's also easy to become a parent. There's no application process. All you have to do is get pregnant. All you have to do to get married is go get a license. It's easy to get married. People do it all the time because of pressure, peer pressure, family pressure, sometimes government pressure if you want to stay in the country. But you need to take a more challenging approach. You need to be more, I don't even know, selective, but so many people this day and age are tired and afraid of being alone. They don't want to be alone. It's kind of sad. We have to learn to be alone and be good with ourselves before we can be good with someone else. And I lost my train of thought because I was reading something. Men are not good at multitasking. Y'all know that. We can handle bitasking. That's two things at a time. We can't handle three. but anyway, if somebody gets on you about being single, just be upfront with them. Put them back down, especially if they're married, because you know what? They're married. Sorry. Happy for you. Hope it's working for you. It doesn't work for me right now. I'll be married when I'm ready to be married. Me, never going to get married again. Going to be in a long-term relationship sometime, but no reason to get married unless you're going to have kids. That's kind of the way I look at it. That way, outside of, you know, common law states where you have to split everything, you know, what's the purpose? I don't know. If you can't have trust, love, and commitment without a piece of paper, then you don't have much of a relationship, right? Right. I'm single because I want my cat to grow up in a stable environment. That's good. Or dog. You can have a dog too. That's fine. Anyway, we're not going to get into superheroes being single because even though that is very true, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Dudley Do Right. Thank you for that one, Monique. Very nice. The bottom line, be happy with who you are. Be secure in your singleness, and something good will happen when it's ready to happen. If you're looking, great. If you're not looking, great. Just don't close your mind off to something that might be right in front of you the whole time. Okay? If somebody you know makes you laugh and you have chemistry and you are happy and smiling when you're in each other's company, then you know what? That might be worth checking out to see if it works. And if you're in that quote-unquote friend zone that I love so much, you know what? Step out for a few minutes and see how it works out. And you never know, because I see people all the time going back to their high school sweethearts who are their friends with still, or marrying or being in a relationship, stepping out of that friend zone for somebody they've known for 4 or 5 years or 4 or 5 months. And getting happiness like they never thought they would be able to find. So I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope you don't come across anybody who badgers you about being single. We all know how to handle our moms if that happens. You know, that moms are easy to handle. Dads never ask. They know better. If your mom is your, if your mom or your stepmom or your grandmother or somebody, your sister, is badgering you, take care of it. And, you know, but be nice because they're family. Even though you can't choose your family, be nice. They are your family. And you want to get a good present for Christmas, okay? All right, that's going to wrap us up for tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was a lot of fun. I hope that was some helpful information for you. Don't forget to check us out on itsnotmeradio.com. Join our Facebook page. Hop on Twitter with us as we send out some good Twitter, good tweets every once in a while. A little more coming up as we proceed. And do check out all the podcasts available on iTunes. So if you're at the gym, you can listen to any episode you want while you're working out and or driving or dating if you want to. Hey, if you want to listen to an episode while we're dating, that's fine too. So as always, I appreciate you joining us. This is John. It's Not Me, It's You Radio. And we will see you next week. Peace out.